This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
2-1-1-0.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once. I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle. All present at the Agenda 21 show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism. Well, one voter fraud investigation after another. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Donald J. Trump, President Donald J. Trump, boy, get my act together, President Donald J. Trump, has announced that he is going to be launching a major investigation into voter fraud in two states. Now, we have been covering major voter fraud here on Agenda 21 Radio for the last, well, probably since July. It opened up with the voter fraud that was going on in California with Bernie Sanders, obviously the winner. But there was, well, some inconsistency with ballots. As we brought out Katie Grimes from ReaganBaby.com, who wrote an exquisite article, very detailed article about open fraud at the election booth, the polling places in California. We documented it. We talked about it. Still, we're talking about it right now. I wonder if Donald Trump is looking at California. The next thing we found out was her partner at ReaganBaby.com, Megan Barth. She finds out that, yes, there's voter fraud in Nevada. How did that come about? Interesting story, which we will tell you in a little bit. So now we've got two states that have been directly linked to voter fraud. And been on this radio show. Megan will be on our radio show again on Friday. So, by the way, so will Katie Grimes. Go figure how a plan comes together, right? Now, they mention in the article in Fox News today that Donald Trump is going to name two states in which there's voter fraud. He hasn't named them yet. But my guess is it's probably Nevada and California. So now all of you out there listening in California, and you're just happen to be driving right now as I talk about this, and you work for the government, and you're going downtown in the state capitol and the Senate building, and, well, if you're a bureaucrat, just make sure that when you're driving right now, and as you listen to me on the radio, that you put your hands in the 10 and 2 position, and please don't get suicidal. Donald J. Trump, just like you guys were all calling my office, calling me and asking me before he even ran for president, what do you think will happen if Donald J. Trump becomes president to California? I said, well, a lot could happen. Guess what? A lot's going to happen. Don't drive off the road. Don't hit any pedestrians. Don't run over anybody. I know what you're thinking. Your job could be in jeopardy. And worse off, listen, and I'm talking to the bureaucrats in Sacramento right now. You know how it is when there's a federal investigation by the FBI going on in your office, right? Maybe you don't yet. Some of you are scot-free. Nothing's going to happen. But Jerry, oh, I'm sorry. I slipped a name out there, like Jerry Brown. Maybe your Secretary of State might have some issues going forward. Just a few other people in very executive positions there. And what about, you know, I just now thought of something. What about the new state senator from California who used to be the attorney general, who used to try and enforce laws here other than the Nazi laws? Excuse me, I'm sorry, only the Nazi laws. She was seemingly to avoid real California law and enforcement, especially when it came to cartels. I wonder if she had some sort of a role in what was going on or knew about the voter fraud that was taking place. And you can just see how this investigation, Kamala Harris is her name. I wonder if she's going to be affected by an investigation. See, these things just keep your mind abuzz, don't they? You wonder about all these Californians down there in the state capitol who know of voter fraud and been covering it up. But, you know, when the feds come in and they start to scrutinize these offices down there in California, well, there's got to be a lot of splaining to do, as they say. That's just part of it. Then there's the Nevada connection. I mean, I'm telling you, this is going to be a major investigation. Now, how did all this start and where did it all come from? It came from Donald Trump himself, because he was always saying on the campaign trail, especially after the election, that he actually did win the popular vote. He said, if you subtract all the illegal voters out. Well, of course, that's been, you know, debunked, as he couldn't be right about that. Our elections things are so great and brilliant. Who said? I mean, the way the mainstream media has been projecting this and playing this story, there's no voter fraud in America, period, end of subject. Could never think of that. How dare you even suggest it? And, of course, Sean, yesterday our new press correspondent, their press officer for the president, it was kind of interesting because they were blasting him yesterday. Because Sean Spicer was going out there and saying there was voter fraud, and the president believes that. Well, they were just the girl from PBS, which I thought was hysterical. By the way, funding has been cut for PBS. Probably didn't know that. Just a few things going on with the Trumpster. I'm sorry, President Trump. Executive orders and the like. Defunding things. I mean, maybe they're not going to be defunded. Maybe I got that wrong. But anyway, she speaks, says, oh, there's no voter fraud. We've never had voter. I mean, these press people are acting like we're so squeaky clean in America, we don't ever have voter fraud. No, there's no claim of voter fraud. You don't know what you're talking about. And this is the first clue that there is voter fraud taking place. Because if you were listening to CNN and this reportage that was going on from CNN, they were saying that things such as, I think Jake Tapper was saying such things as, the obvious that there is no voter fraud in America. And then he goes on with the story. They come up with the story that there's voter fraud. We know that there is no voter fraud in America. What? And they've all got that same kind of byline. There's no voter fraud in America. And then they report the story. Well, listen, there's voter fraud in America. There's how many millions of people? There's voter fraud. And we've known about this. Now it's just been documented, but two brave young ladies, Megan Bartha and Katie Grimes, and now they're going to be investigating. So the mainstream media once again strikes out. I mean, I'm just kind of going forward here, because as this investigation takes legs, they're going to look into other states. They're going to find that the template that was created in California for voter fraud has been used in other states. And I'll bet you, when they start going from state to state to state, and they see the same template behavior, and a little bit later on the hour, I'll kind of go cover the whole template and how that whole thing works. Just rubber stamp template, how they create voter fraud. It's going to make Hillary's reassessment of the votes in various states. You're going to find out that Donald Trump not only won the popular vote, it was a landslide victory. It was a landslide victory that will match, ultimately, the landslide victory of the Electoral College. You see, the Founding Fathers knew that states had rights. Every state had equal rights with every other state. That's why you have every state with two senators, technically. And they gave them equal power because they knew that certain states would have larger populations based upon city centers. They knew what was happening in Europe was being replicated in America back in the day. Large city centers would develop. And if you've ever been to Europe, they've got large city centers. It's been that way for 2,000-3,000 years in a lot of places. It's very ancient over there in Europe compared to the new America. This is my point. Representation, equal representation works. That's another thing we got to explain to you. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying,
"All aboard!"
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio, and I know that all of you are with bated breath about this investigation into voter fraud. We're going to cover it in this next segment, and we're going to cover the whole bunch of other news that's going on. Of course, what's going on in Chicago? Donald Trump is threatening to bring in the feds. What's going to happen in Chicago? And I'll kind of put this out to you. I think they're going to. Well, a couple of things are happening. They have not confirmed Jeff Sessions yet as the Attorney General. This is a big play by the Democrats to delay, and they're going to delay it one more week, at least until next week, the voting, for Jeff Sessions to be confirmed. He will be confirmed. It's just a delaying tactic. Now, you say to yourself, why do they want to do that? Well, because Jeff Sessions is going to, well, kick butt and take names later. That's what he's going to do. You think? Of course he's going to do that. Of course, and they don't want that to happen. They're just delaying. They're delaying the inevitable. And Donald Trump right now is setting the tone and the pace to things to come. Because you know what he's going to do. He's going to say, Jeff, buddy. Well, he can't say it to Jeff, but there could be a recommendation. And with all the news, it's just a buzz right now. Naturally, the Attorney General is going to be clued in on what's going on. And there's going to be an investigation. And I suspect in both cases, Chicago and also in... Now, the reason why I bring up Chicago is because of the hideous murder rates that's going on. It's not even a month yet, and they've got like 200 or 300, maybe 400 shootings in Chicago already with, I don't know, 20, 30 people dead. Are you kidding me? I'll get those numbers for you accurately because it's in that range. It's big numbers shot already and big numbers murdered already, and it's not even a month. I mean, the slaughter, the carnage that's going on in Chicago is incredible. So Rahm Emanuel comes out and starts criticizing Donald Trump about sanctuary cities and other things, and how he should run his government and stop talking about population crowd size at the inauguration, blah, 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 blah. So Donald Trump says, well, you know, listen, buddy, what about the carnage in your streets? We're bringing in the feds. So what's going to happen, and this is why the Dems are trying to delay all these votes on these people, especially Jeff Sessions, is they're trying to prevent further damage to the Democratic Party, of course. But Donald Trump is, by way of Jeff Sessions, the Trump administration, and Jeff Sessions being his attorney general, will undoubtedly open up a civil rights investigation into Chicago and into the voting rights situation. I suspect, I'm not 100%. I mean, I think I'm 100%, but, you know, it's not been brought out by the Trump administration. I think they're waiting until Jeff Sessions comes on board. That's my point. And they're going to say California and Nevada. Just a little heads up. So Californians, there is hope. You see, because what's going to happen is that they're going to nullify, ultimately, all these ballot initiatives as well in California, because there's fraud there too. Now, by the way, an attorney friend of mine, I got to keep confidentialities here, but great conversations I've had over the last several weeks about what's going on here in California, and this plays right into what we're talking about here. And I'm trying to get to the whole story about what led into this in a second, but bear with me. My understanding is that the Senate Judiciary Committee, before the election, knew of rampant voter fraud in California. This is what I was told. And they were considering trying to do something before the election with California because they knew it was going to be so rampant. But their hands were tied with the Obama administration and Loretta Lynch. Get my drift. So they let it go. Now, if they see, I suspect the information, because remember, it goes back to June. They were concerned from June till the election. That June from the election, the only person that was reporting voter fraud in California, there's two sources, one Katie Grimes and us, Agenda 21 Radio, reporting on Katie Grimes' information. Nobody else was doing anything about it. Oh, we're clean as a whistle. Secretary said, we're clean as a whistle. Not even a smidgen of voter fraud here. Smidgen, remember that one? That was what Obama used about the IRS tax thing. There's not a smidgen of corruption. It's kind of like rounding up the usual suspects. I'm shocked to see smidgens. I'm shocked to see gambling going on here. I'm shocked to see voter fraud. Oh, I'm shocked. There's no voter fraud here. your vote, sir. You can see how this plays out. So my point is this, is that they were aware of what was going on in California. And at that time, there was templating going on, template behavior by the Democrats, if you will, to get those people to vote or get people on target to vote legally or illegally, running buses, setting it up so that proxy votes could be given out to people who registered to vote, but they just didn't have a vote there. They didn't have their ballot there, or they already voted. Oh, here, take a proxy vote or provisional ballot. Take a provisional ballot. Sorry, not proxy, but provisional. And they did. People did. But those votes, those ballots, especially the youngers that were voting for Bernie Sanders, we found this out. This was what Katie Grimes brought out. Millions of votes were cast and not even counted by provisional ballots. People claimed that they registered to vote. They went to the polling place. They either voted, had already voted, or they claimed that they registered and it never showed up on the rolls, but they were given a provisional ballot instead. And none of the provisional ballots were cast. Fast forward now to, and we knew about the busing from point A to point B, point C and D and so on with the same group of people voting multiple times. Now we go on to Nevada in the general election. And this is what we were talking about before, is that this templating took place. And I was warning people, there's templating going on here. They're replicating the behavior of California for the rest of the nation. The Democrats were. When you have a monoparty like you have in California, you have a dictatorship, and the head dick is Jerry Brown. I'm sorry, did I say that? Well, he's a dictator. Absolutely. You see, California is not a state in per se like we normally have in other states where you have an open democracy, you have a federal republic. That isn't the case here in California. We've stepped over the brink now. We've gone from a socialist state, literally, California Soviet Socialist Republic, as we call it, regionalism, socialism, and we've now stepped into communism, where the state's starting to own everything, water rights, everything else. The state's trying to do that, trying to outreach to own everything. The state owns it. This all plays into the CalExit thing. Tons of stories coming out about that now, which we're more than happy to provide people information on CalExit and what's going on there with CalExit, how they're trying to destroy the union and, of course, California. All Jerry Brown, wink, wink, nod, nod, not saying a thing, doesn't condemn it. Open sedition, Jerry, but you're not condemning it. Well, I know you're going to hang on to the thing. Well, they're trying to work within the bounds of the Constitution. Then what, Jerry? What are their plans, Jerry? And what do you know? And when did you know it? About what their plans are. You listen to this radio show and we can tell you what the plans are. That way you're more informed. You see, this is part of the problem in California. The corruption is so deep. It is so deep. And everybody's so smiley-faced because we live in California and the weather is so great. And, of course, nobody's looking around at all the deep poverty that we have in California now. Thanks to people like Jerry Brown and the Monoparty. Communist Party USA. No, Communist Party California. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same result for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And, you know, we've been talking here about Colin Kaepernick for quite some time, and a lot of you are familiar with my relationship with some people who know Colin Kaepernick and our denouncement of Colin. We've gone through the whole scale of why Colin is doing what he's doing. He's basically converted to Islam, girlfriends involved with Islam, and brought to you by President Barack Hussein Obama. And anyway, with that, though, really happy to have with us back on again. And Michael, can you pronounce your last name for me again? Karolchik.
Sure, it's Karolchik, a good long
Karolchik. There you go. Michael Karolchik, who is the CEO of Spartacus Strategies, a leading libertarian activist. He's a health guru and sports analyst, and a contributor to the Daily Surge and ClashDaily.com. And Michael, welcome back, because you were on here earlier, about 3 or 4 months ago, actually, but I've been really wanting to get somebody else on the show besides myself and the other people that we've had to talk a little bit about Colin Kaepernick, and especially the NFL, because, see, I have this conspiracy theory that what we're seeing is an infiltration of the NFL by the Muslim Brotherhood, and they're trying to destroy, by way of cultural jihad, one of the great bastions of American culture, the NFL, in American-style football. That's my conspiracy theory.
Well, you know what? You don't even have to go that far. know, a lot of people are shocked at the NFL because their fan base is conservative and libertarian, is so liberal. But again, where's their office? Let me explain something to you. And I can say this, and he'll get mad at me. I don't really care. You know, my best friend and roommate of 4 years of college, you know, he represents the NFL in both their cases. And he's a typical liberal PC guy. I love him. But when you meet all the NFL people, because I go to the Super Bowl each year, I'll sit with the NFL people, they all share one brain. And their one brain is that 99% of people in this country are racist hicks. And they're the smart ones that know all. They're the smart guys from Brown and Harvard and Columbia that know everything, while we're just a bunch of bitter, angry guys clinging to our guns. And they all think that way. So guess what? Those are the people that approve the commercials. Those are the people that approve what? The halftime shows. So Tim Tebow and his mom praising life that his mom didn't get rid of him, that won't fly in the NFL. If you have a family and you're a dad and you want to be proud that you protect your wife and your children with a gun, remember that great commercial? The NFL's not going to show that. But boy, if you want to spit on cops, burn the military flag, say SEALs belong to be in a zoo and not on a battlefield, they're going to put that up there because that's how they think. And they're the gatekeepers. Those are the gatekeepers. So they sit in New York, and they're the ones that you see that are so upset and shocked because how could the barbarians in this country vote for such a joker, Donald Trump? Don't they see? We see all. So those are the people that control the NFL. It isn't guys who watch the games. It isn't guys there. It's just like ESPN. Look how ESPN. How could ESPN be the most liberal think tank station, but it's those same people in charge of ESPN, even though they have no connection with their audience. It's insane.
Yeah, it is really insane, but of course it talks to their declining market share, their audience, and nobody's turning on the NFL. I started a boycott on our radio show of the NFL, and I said, we have to say something about Donald Trump, or not Donald Trump, but Colin Kaepernick. And his taking a knee during a flag salute or during the national anthem, you know, we have to make some sort of statement. And, of course, I wasn't the only one calling for the boycott, but the boycott really did have an effect this year. And if they expect to make any money next year, they're going to have to do something about the likes of a Colin Kaepernick. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, I have always said I am 100% with you there. There are now the revenues are going to come down, sponsors are going to want rates to come down and make up and credit for the commercials being less than they expected. But we all know this. Because, again, you can't even do a celebration in the NFL and they find you. You can't even, okay, wear a shirt that has a statement and they find you, but they allow this garbage to go on. Does anybody in their right mind think that if a guy started taking a knee right before the announcements, and they asked that player, why are you doing that? I'm protesting Black Lives Matter. I think Black Lives Matter is a bunch of garbage. And he wore a shirt that says, Black Lives, All Lives Matter. We all know what would happen. He'd have a $50,000 fine, and it'd be worn, and then he'd be suspended a game. Because those gatekeepers we just discussed don't approve that message. So that's the problem. And you're right to protest, because I don't watch ESPN. I used to watch it. I refuse to. What they did to Craig James,
right?
Because of his debates, all right, with that lawsuit still going on, and how they had such contempt for conservatives and libertarians, why watch it? Then they put on a guy, okay, one of my least favorite yo-yos from MSNBC, failed commentator, what's his name? God sakes, the most crazy liberal of all.
Wears glasses.
He wears his glasses, exactly. Yeah. He actually used to have a show on MSNBC, Oberman.
Oberman, okay? Keith Oberman, right.
Keith Oberman used to have the Nasty Man in the Corner episode each night when I made his that. I'm very proud that I made his most contemptible person in the universe corner one year. This guy is now your new big shot again as he returns to ESPN. He has such contempt, hatred,
yeah,
okay, for people. And, you know, people forget Dennis Miller was taken off Monday Night Football. And people loved Dennis Miller. He had the ratings up. And what did Dennis Miller do? He became conservative after 9/11. He started going on O'Reilly. He started actually pairing with O'Reilly on skits around the country, if you remember, and they took him off.
Right.
They have contempt for anybody that's libertarian or by the way, and Dennis Miller talks about this. He says it's kind of funny. When he used to be a liberal, they loved him, and the ratings were down low. Then he became conservative, and he started getting emails saying, hey, you better watch or you'd be down. And that's the NFL. So why do you support something that has such hatred for you? Why do you go somewhere? People should go to the next step level, and I hope somebody does this. I can see Kelly Conway. Start boycotting New York. Don't visit it. Don't give these people your money. You have such hatred for people. Why go there? But, I don't go to Paris anymore. They hate us. Bye. It's boring anyway. Only people that want to go to France are women because they want to see the Eiffel Tower. Don't waste your money. Don't give those clowns your cash.
Well, it's good advice. That's what I think. And, of course, it's kind of interesting. Some friends of mine invited me to go to a San Francisco 49er game, and free tickets, free everything. And I said, well, I'm not going there. Are you kidding me? I'm not going to, you know, first of all, drive that distance to be in the stadium with a Colin Kaepernick. I just am not going to do it. You know, I used to play football in high school and college and all that stuff, so I get the football thing. I used to coach it, actually. And I said, it's just not going to. So they go down there as a group. And at the time, this was probably about 7 or 8 games into the season, the stadium was virtually half full. And, of course, everybody was responding to Colin Kaepernick. They couldn't fill the stadium. Now, I know that they did later on, but they were having he was having a huge effect on them financially. It's clear. But to say that now, looking back on it, that they supported him, I don't know if they're going to have the same kind of level of support next year as they start, you know, dealing with the numbers that they really got in terms of everything else. Anyway, we got a break coming up. When we come back, we got Michael Karolchek with us, and he's the CEO of Spartacus Strategies. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same result for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio, and we're with Michael Karlochek, and he is the CEO of Spartacus Strategies, a leading libertarian activist and a health guru, a sports analyst, and a contributor to the Daily Surge and Clash Daily. And Michael, tell us exactly what do you do, because you've been around in the sports profession for a long time and have a very critical eye of people, certainly like Colin Kaepernick, but what else do you do?
Well, you know what? I got my start with gyms, obviously, and then how I got that start is I trained probably more NFL players than almost anybody. When I was in California, I used to train a ton of the Chargers and the Raiders, okay, and through sports training. I was a national strength coach. I was a strength coach at my alma mater for a couple of years, so... that's how I got the start. Then I took those practices and theories to gyms, and now we have a goddess program where we train women to become in amazing shape. You go to the Instagram to see those ladies, and we know we still work with athletes. So I know the NFL players very well. I know their pulse, and you know the media doesn't report on the guys who are really against Colin Kaepernick, which is sad. The overwhelming majority of NFL players do not support him. And here's the other thing, Paul. You know, I've been arguing about this. I got into a very strong argument with Stephen Smith about this because he brought me on and to discuss one time about Colin Kaepernick was against it. There's nobody who's more outspoken as a libertarian that we have to rein in the problem of our police. And with the problem of our police is we have over 1,300 citizens, mostly whites, who get killed by the cops each year. And we have to rein in some of the problems with that. We all can agree, like when Rand Paul had that famous Senate debate, why do police departments have tanks? Why do they have bayonets? Why are you buying bayonets? We got a problem, okay? There's a severe issue when we're just arresting people because they smoke pot or do another drug and then we give you cash. That's a severe issue. So when I go on and talk about this, we get idiots like Colin Kaepernick, a Muslim attacking the cops, and guess what people do? then they don't want to discuss the issue, which is really important. They don't want to discuss the issues of police officers bankrupting municipalities, including in California, with $300,000 a year pension cut plays for their overtime and being chief of police. See, there's a lot of issues that need to be addressed, but the police love when Colin Kaepernick idiots get on and do it because it divides the country and nothing will get done. That's why I've argued the other blacks in this country, your Black Lives Matter groups and idiots like Colin Kaepernick end the discussion because they're such lightning rods for the rest of the people and they turn off any kind of debate.
That's right.
And we're never going to change things with those idiots in charge.
Well, it's kind of like Ashley Judd. Same thing. She goes to a woman's cause and look what she does. She really dilutes the message entirely, of course, and becomes a lightning rod for everything that's negative, period. End of subject. So your discussion about women's issues or Donald Trump, it's just out the window. It's all about her and her nastiness, which is a very negative projection of women, period.
It's like Al Sharpton when he represents the African Americans. It just destroys the debate. But we both know he doesn't care about championing anything. Him and Jesse, they get their money by doing the shakedown. They don't really care about advancing black rights, black life, but they do their little game, you know, the little hustle. And it's the same thing with Colin Kaepernick. He's actually hurt the cause of police,
brutality,
reining in police power and salaries. He's hurt the cause. I mean, they're laughing all the way. Because now people have jumped on the other side. So nothing is going to get done. He doesn't help the cause. But the biggest issue, I still believe, is the media covering for him. We're seeing this now with Trump exposing the media every day and their agenda. But for them not to cover the whole issue of Colin and his fiance, his impending wedding, his conversion, is a disgrace.
Now, go ahead. Yeah, one of the things that I've noticed is that you're starting to see the rise of sports talk radio almost as a substitute for, quote, talk radio, conservative radio. And sports talk radio, as I've listened to it, it's incredibly liberal, incredibly liberal. It's like a substitute and of course, it's serving in a lot of different markets right now as a substitute for conservative talk radio.
Well, and do you know why? Because they bring these guys out of the broadcast journalism school, either Syracuse or New York, and they do their internships at ESPN where they've been programmed, okay, to be this way and to attack all conservative libertarian issues. And I think the people who listen to sports talk, let's be honest, okay, they're not conservatives usually listen to conservative radio. Libertarians listen to conservative, they're not listening to sports talk. Guys that aren't interested in politics are usually liberal because they don't know what's going on. Those are the guys you meet at the bar that go, all politicians are bad, man. You know, they're all the same. They're all corrupt. Don't you love that? Trump's like everybody else, the corrupt. No, he's not. Okay, he's not taking any of the money. What are you talking about? Where you been? That's that same apologetic garbage. So those are the guys that are calling in there. And it's a shame, too. They just spent as much time as they did follow their football team, the fantasy football team, and tracking like a website like Breitbart or The Drudge, my God, they'd be intellectual geniuses.
Right. Well, you know, this is something that's been bothering me for some time. But anyway, listen, Michael, I want to thank you for being on the show. Can you tell us how we can get in touch with you?
Sure. Go to our Twitter, which is No Chubbies. You can see our shows that are coming up. Or go to the Instagram, Spartacus Strategies, and you'll see our good works there, including from the Clash Daily and the Daily Search.
Awesome. Michael, thank you very much for being on the radio show. It's been Michael Karlicek, and he's the CEO of Spartacus Strategies, a leading libertarian activist, and thank you very much for being on the show with us.
Thank you, Paul.
Awesome. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and you can email me at paul@a21r.com.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying...
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. That was kind of an interesting conversation with Michael... Karolicek. Interesting, I brought out the fact about sports talk radio being the substitute, and he concurred, being a substitute now for talk radio. And this is something that I've been talking about for a long time. They're trying to close down talk radio, like I'm talking right now on a terrestrial talk radio station and also digitally. But they're trying to get rid of the Rush Limbaughs, the conservative talk radio, and the substitute for that is sports talk radio. And it's very liberal. If you listen to it, and Michael was great, and he pointed out, well, they all go through ESPN to become sports talk radio hosts. So this is what the liberal agenda is all about, getting rid, and we've talked about what's happened here in California, in the California market, with all the things that have gone on here. It's very, very interesting to see how this whole thing has played out with, well, I guess you would say with all the crazies that are out there right now. Anyway, we're coming up to the end of the radio hour. And make sure you visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and email me at paul@a21r.com. And, boy, do we have a lot more coming up here on Agenda 21 Radio. Boy, is Donald Trump just doing the job as commander-in-chief. It's pretty amazing, isn't it? Anyway, stay with us for more Agenda 21 Radio and visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And like I say at this time of the radio show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.